This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Megan Lynch. Welcome back to Total Information AM. Taste of St. Louis wants to move to Clayton. Will Clayton accept it?
You have... Would police officers or firefighters be willing to be providing overtime, or would you view some kind of private staff doing
We're probably looking at some sort of mix with this one. We're definitely going to want our own police to be present to some extent.
Festival organizers made their case to Clayton Mayor Michelle Harris and Alderman last night. Before that, Taste co-director Chuck Justice explained to our Michael Calhoun why they want out of downtown for the second time. By the way, the festival left for Chesterfield in 2014, but was back downtown 5 years later. You did hear parts of this conversation on Total Information PM yesterday, and now here's their whole conversation.
Well, the Taste of St. Louis, you know, myself and the other organizers, we brought the festival out of Chesterfield and brought it back downtown St. Louis back in 2019. And I don't have to tell anyone, you know, how difficult it was to navigate through the next couple years of operating a public event. And so we've struggled. You know, it's been a tough thing. And I think if, you know, you were to ask any event organizer in either the city of St. Louis or even in the county of, you know, hey, are things going really swell? And I think the answer you would get is a resounding no. And it's very difficult to continue to operate a, you know, free to attend festival anywhere, you know, whether it's in downtown St. Louis or in Clayton. And so, you know, our post-COVID plan was sort of, you know, hey, we'll find some space here at Ballpark Village. They are great partners of ours. We you know, can't thank them enough for what they've done for us and just, you know, giving us the ability to just keep the festival going. It's very difficult to raise sponsorships and things like that. So Ballpark Village has been, while they've been a great partner, it's limited on, you know, sponsorships that we can raise. And people might be thinking, well, what do you need to raise money for? You guys are just filling your own pockets with, you know, with the money we spend. Well, they couldn't be further from the truth. It's actually no one at Taste of St. Louis takes a paycheck. And our inability to come out on the other end of the festival every year without a profit limits our ability to do things in the community, like maybe it's sponsor a you know, a kid through culinary school. Maybe it's, you know, make a donation to Make-A-Wish Missouri, Kansas, which is our charity partner this year. And just, you know, it stops us from being able to do that. And so, you know, a move to Clayton kind of opens up some new opportunities for us. It gives us a place that we're a little unlimited on sponsorships, so we can sort of sell in whatever we can. But also, it maybe just freshens up the festival a little bit and just makes it a little bit different.
Now, when you talk about the sponsors, were they, was it that Ballpark Village had restrictions on other partners you could bring in, or was it that sponsors didn't want to be associated with downtown?
Oh, yeah, I should probably give you clarification on that. You could go to Ballpark Village, and there's a lot of signs on the outside of that building, and any one of those companies has paid a lot of money to be there at Ballpark Village. And the last thing they want to do is write you an additional check, you know, just because you're out in their parking lot. So it provides security for Ballpark Village, but it doesn't give us the ability to raise any more funds because, you know, there's an automaker who has a big, huge sign there on the side of that building. But the last thing we want to do is write another check to, you know, to a weekend festival that's taken up residence there. So that has been tough, you know, to be able to do that. But again, they've been such a great partner. It's provided a sort of safe opportunity for us, but it's not letting us, you know, hit any of the goals that we have for the community and just being able to do things in the community.
Now, I'm sure you've heard this, and this was brought up, when Chesterfield was a move that happened, that downtown's revitalization really relies on people on the sidewalk. It relies on, you know, the sidewalks not being empty, somebody wondering, am I the only person here? Is there somebody around the corner? That safety in numbers. And so, you know, as companies leave, as restaurants close, and as events move out, that takes away people from the street activity in downtown. Any reaction to that part of it?
So I would agree with everything you just said. And, you know, myself and the other organizers of Taste of St. Louis, while I mentioned we don't take a paycheck, we do have businesses that support the event industry in St. Louis. So, for example, I own a company that provides electrical services for festivals, and I've been doing this now for, you know, 25 years. And you know, I have seen a decline in just the number of festivals in the St. Louis area, and that impacts my business. And so, but then you see an uptick in other places. You know, something that is, I just noticed this, like, for example, maybe 25 years ago, you know, if you wanted to see a great fireworks show, you went downtown St. Louis and you saw what Fair St. Louis had to offer. There's fireworks shows. Every municipality has one now, and people don't have to go as far. So to bring Taste of St. Louis to Clayton is really about putting the event in a place where, A, there's space, but, B, there's a population there where people live there. People live in the Clayton area, and they'll walk down, and they'll come to your festival. The folks at Ballpark Village, there's a large building there. I forget what it's called, but it's a great, you know, place there where a lot of folks live there. And they come down and they're like, if you did this every weekend, we would be out here. And they love it. But it's tough because it's so limited there. And, you know, St. Louis doesn't have any, I'll say, good event space. There's not a place to be able to do something. People will point to Keener and they'll say, okay, well, you need to do it over at Keener. Well, parking's limited over by Keener. There's weight restrictions on the floor at Keener. You know, it's a great place to come and hang out. But it's really, and I think if you ask any event organizer, they would tell you the way that it was laid out, it's more like public space. It's not really event space. And that's one of the things that the city is really lacking. And if I could give some advice, I mean, that would be the thing. It's like maybe some of this Rams money or maybe this Millennium, you know, the hotel redevelopment down there, maybe there could be something. You know, the event offices a lot of times try to point you down to Lenore K. Sullivan. That's so far off the beaten path of downtown St. Louis. It's just like there's no traffic, you know. And so I would agree with you. I mean, having people downtown St. Louis makes it safer. It makes it more viable. It makes it more vibrant. I mean, people would come to Taste of St. Louis, and I would ask them, hey, where are you from? And because they would be kind of walking around like they don't know where they're at. And, I'm here from Milwaukee. I'm here for a baseball game. Oh, that's super. That's really great. You know, and they're like, does this happen every weekend? I'm like, I wish it would. And selfishly, I wish it would for my business.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You kind of touched on this, but how is working with the city? You know, here in Park Pacific, we've got that big park between us and City Hall. A lot of events are held there. Seems like during the summer, almost every weekend, there's a stage being set up there. One of the biggest Taste of St. Louis's I've been to was actually on Market Street that was shut down, and all right. The tents were set up. But you know, you hear about working with the city about the costs, for permits and such in the city compared to other parts of the region. How is that?
So I've done some work in Nashville, and I can tell you, you know, Nashville has a very different approach to events than the city of St. Louis does. Now, the city of St. Louis will tell you that they are event friendly and that they want events, and I do believe them. I believe that everything that they're saying, it's almost right hand, you know, not knowing what the left hand's doing, and so it's what it feels like as an event organizer anyway. And you know, to close Market Street is causes a lot of heartache for people. I don't know that that's event space. You know, I don't know that that's the right use of that space, especially if there's a concert or something, you know, or a sporting event or anything downtown. It kind of adds to the confusion. It adds to, you know, to a lot of frustration amongst people, and they kind of don't want you on the streets. Clayton is probably different in that way, is that, you know, the population density of downtown Clayton is much, you know, higher in the daytime. You know, in the off hours when we're operating, it is different. So we sort of have the ability to, if there's a sweet spot, you know, if we're trying to thread the needle here, I think that's really what it is.
Well, Chuck, anything else I haven't asked about? Anything we've missed that you want to throw in there?
I think the thing that people want to ask is they just want to come out and they're waiting for me to say, hey, the city of St. Louis is not safe, and that's why we're leaving. That's not true. I don't believe that at all. And I'll tell you this, because we've never had a security incident in the city of St. Louis. I think one time we had some ice cream stolen. It was just some very random thing. And, you know, that has never been the case with you know, the city of St. Louis in our experience. You know, is it on the minds of everyone that attends? I can't answer that. I don't know. But, you know, again, we look forward to, you know, putting the event maybe closer to where the people are, you know, is maybe where folks can maybe, you know, get to the festival easier.
Chuck Justice, the co-director of Taste of St. Louis, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX, Chuck.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Thank you.